Dear viewers, on this day of Eid, do not forget your poor relatives, your poor neighbors. Make sure that you help them as well. Inshallah Azzawajal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you immensely and also give barakah and blessing in your lawful sustenance. In this regard, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Amr al-Uzayr rahimahullah has mentioned a beautiful faith enlightening account. He states that on the night of Eid, one poor neighbor of ours, he came to our door and requested for some financial help, for some money, so that he could also spend his Eid happily with his family. So I consulted my wife and asked her that, what do you think if I give my poor neighbor the 25 dirhams savings that we have, what do you think if I give that 25 dirhams to my neighbor? To which my pious wife said that, yes, by all means, do give it to him and help him. So I gave those 25 dirhams which I had saved for my own family, for my own needs for the day of Eid, I gave them to my poor neighbor. The poor neighbor, he became extremely delighted, extremely happy, and left whilst giving us du'as. A short while after he left, another person came and he fell in my feet. And he started to weep and cry. He said to me that he was the escaped, fled, a slave of my father. And saying this, he presented 25 dinars to me. And he said to me, that now I've realized that I've made a mistake. Please accept this 25 dinars from me. So I accepted those 25 dinars from him and I freed him. After that, I said to my wife that, look, at the mercy of Allah Almighty, that we gave 25 dirhams in his path, meaning 25 silver coins, and Allah Almighty returned us with 25 dinars, i.e. 25 gold coins. Dear viewers, bear in mind that back in the days, dirhams were silver coins and dinars were gold coins. So Imam Al-Uzayr rahimahullah, he spent 25 silver coins in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Almighty returned 25 gold coins to him straight after. So this is the blessing of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking after your poor neighbors, your poor relatives. So you too, make sure that you look after your poor neighbors, your poor relatives on this day of Eid, so that they can also enjoy this Eid, celebrate this Eid with their families wholeheartedly and happily. Inshallah Azzawajal, you'll be rewarded immensely for this, and Allah Almighty will also give barakah, blessings in your lawful sustenance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.